record this, yeah. If you don't mind. So, Mir Ish Chavitz Chaim, Oyev Lua, Yomim Lua, it's Toif. A Kohu, a Klal, excuse me. Kohu, Sarech Levake Shalom. That everyone needs to go seek out Shalom. She Shalom Bein Yisrael, She Shalom Lecho Odom, Bidosav, Hana Shaloye, Machalek, Bidosav, Lerosav, Shaloye, Lo Chilik Bein Bitivo, Bein Ba'ako Tamid. Montaba Hashem Yisrael, Chanu, Ba Hashem Ahalodava, Balakim Ahalodava. Had this passage in a previous Torah we did earlier on. And we're going to see. Thank God we have, this is Rev Kramer's parish, but in Hebrew. Abba Rich gave this whole set to me. Meisho, the Torah, la, he's Loshin Rabbeinu Zal. It's always good to hear what he says. Mirsa Eina Yidur, Shah Neymar Lifnei Shnas. So this is the chronological when it happened. I don't know if we need to.
I'm
going to
grab
36. Yeah, go. 32, 33. It's interesting because the Tehillim Lamed 3 also has this pasuk in it. Mi ish chofetz chaim, oyev yom in the world's toe. It's Torah Lamed Gimel also. We say this pasuk, Lamed Dalet actually, but close enough. We say this pasuk every Shabbos. Abishutah pasuk, ha tov, hu ma'asa v'tovim, sh'odim b'olam hazeh, sh'varam hu, Roy Lischa Chaim, Chaya Lamaba, Mesudas David. He brings the Mesudas David as an explanation on Tehillim that the good in your actions and your good deeds in this world. Chaya Lamaba. Ach Bakri Omuka, and there's a deeper way of understanding. Shomea Rabbi Nachman, Ravin Hashuris.
Oh, you can get your Lama Ba right here in Olam Hazeh.
Hamshech Yetzach Chaya Lamaba, but Tuvasim El Toch Hayomim in these days. And that's a big nafgamina between Hasidim and Misnagdim, whatever you want to call them. Yeshivish people, whatever. I don't know if there's such a thing anymore. But the concept is that a lot of people talk about Lasad Lava, what's going to be in the future, and everything's about Schar Lamaba. Mm-hmm. You're learning the mitzvahs. It's all about Macha, like the next time in the future. And
you're saying right now,
Rabbi Nachman and Hasidus is Bechol Dachei Deu, you should know Hashem in everything. So that means bringing Mamshech the Olam Haba into Olam Hazeh. Bring the main Olam Haba of Shabbos into your Shabbos. Bring the Ruchnius, the Panimius, the Oirish or Mashiach into Golis, into everyday life. That was the it's almost chutzpah in a way, like the chutzpah of Chassidus to bring the Yichud of Hashem before its time in a way. But that's the whole thing. You know, why would a chassid want that? Because he wants to make us to Hashem more than he cares about any other thing.
So it's not for my own sake of having a good life and being comfortable. It's not for Hashem, because I'll have a better way to connect Hashem here in this world.
Yeah, to make us to Hashem in this world.
And I'm still going to get my Olam Haba?
You know what?
I don't want to do that for the sake of my Olam.
No, you can never reduce Olam Haba into this world. But you can experience it in this world. But it's not going to reduce it. Because Olam Haba is infinite. It's infinite tanuk. We can't even understand like how gewaldic and pleasurable it is. So when we bring it down into this world, it's only a ma'ain. It's only like a version of it, but it's not the full thing. And it's not going to reduce what's coming. And especially when it's lishma, why do you want it? Because you want to have the Beis Hashem now. So that's gewaldic. Hosach levachis shalom. So this goes together with seeking out shalom. Yeah, because Shalom, that's why I want to learn this now, because we're at Pesach, today's Rosh Chodesh Nissan. It's a time where, you know, there's a lot of energy, a lot of koach, a lot of ruchnius, and the most important kli that's going to help us have that bracha is Shalom. So even if, like, you feel like, you know, well, I can't work as much, or I can't this, and it's so expensive, you know, someone had a picture on social where they had a table filled with dollar. And they said, now I'm ready to go shop for Pesach.
Because it costs a lot of money.
I wonder if Fashechta says he literally like just stands there handing out dollar bills like all the way up to Pesach. Just it feels like that's all he's doing. And he's not rich, he's a Malamed, you know.
Right.
But he's no the embrayer, you know, you have to get all the feed of the family and all the clothes and all the chumras and all this and that. I mean, if you don't have to go so crazy with the chumras, then maybe it's a little bit easier, but a lot of us do. So anyway, Shalom is going to be a big tool to get through this time. Shalom bein Yisrael. We want to have Shalom between us and Yisrael. And we're going to see that Rabbi Nachman says with Kramer again, Chafzchut, it's all about the Chafzchut. If you want to have Shalom, you have to see the good. You have to really think good for Klal Yisrael. Shalom b'chol adam midosav, shaleich machalek midosav memorosav. So he says, what does that mean? He says, we have to try find Hashem in everything. Panimius, b'chol mo, everything that happens to us outside of us, we have to try bring it into Panimius. And according to that, the Shalom is only going to grab hold of us in our life because that's what we're seeking out. Motzes Hashem Yisbach, v'chash v'chashkoch v'shkachoso. We want to constantly seek out his guidance. And what does it mean, cholek? Someone who's cholek on it. So what happens when you're having people who are cholek and it's sveikus, svekonus, and v'voker? They get ad g'day masuka shal v'mamish. Was he saying English there on this last part? That's a little bit harder, this one.
Yeah.
Adam Mechulek Midosa, what does it mean?
He's conflicted within himself.
Yeah.
They're talking about the inner part, the
panemius. Yeah.
Inside of, you know, because, why? Because there's not a harmony inside of you, the different parts of your personality.
Yeah.
Are elements, whereas when it says over, when it says over, like over what happens to him, that's talking to the conflicts that come to a person from things at home or from work, or from, you know, shul, whatever, you know, because there's disharmony there from that form in your world.
Sure. So to come to that harmony, it means it's a sort of request. You have to seek it out. You have to see how Hashem is running
just
things.
Just like the shalom that you need him. She had, you know, shalom bein Yisrael.
It's a lot to do with how we look at things.
That's the Kuda Torah. Hey, look at things. Perception. Even if he does something wrong to you, you gotta seek out that something that
so this did good. This pasuk also fits very well because Mia Ish Chavetz Chaim. Yeah, we know that Chavetz Chaim was a big expert in Shemiras Halashim.
Yeah,
and the next pasuk is talking, the previous pasuk in the Tehillim, is talking about Shemiras Halashim because that's how you're gonna have life. You can't get to the Mia Chavetz Chaim until you guarding your mouth. So these parshas of Matsura, or Tazria Matsura, excuse me, is giving us the this year with the leap year and everything going on, it's going to give us the best preparation for Pesach that we would have. Other than previously, it would be other parshas that would be Erev Pesach. But this year, it's Shemar Salashim, and how we look at this. The Panemius is how we look at people. It is the next pasuk. Not Solishon Amarech, we saw something about Mima. Guard your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. So that's like the continuation of this pasuk. So it's, you know that these, to be able to see Shalom, to see the good in Klal Yisrael, to draw it out and to see Hashgachas Hashem and be more panemius, this is what that's going to help us in the beginning of this Torah. Mm-hmm. And that will bring us Shalom, and Shalom will bring all the good stuff. He says some deep things underneath, because this pasuk, when we learned it in the previous Torah, Ba'ashem Ahal Adava, Ba'alakim Ahal Adava, we see the Shem Avaya, and we see the Shem Alakim. So the Shem Avaya is Milis Arachimim, the Shem Alakim is Milis Adin.
And still I should go ahead and be happy about it?
And they were praising Hashem either way.
Understand that's Hashem's Ratzon? Yeah.
That's how it, we're praising Hashem either way. And that's what Shalom. You know, it's funny,
that's why we said like Baruch Nayin Emet, like that's a
Tovim Meitiv,
right?
We want to bless the good.
And on a high level, according to Rambam, there's really no difference. Theoretically, the joy that you might feel over some bracha that you get, you know, like you remember, you know, someone drops off their money, and like, that joy that you have, and something bad happens, you lost the money. It should be the same on the highest level.
Yeah. And one of the blessings is that the Hashem's giving us hallow every Rosh Chodesh to begin the Chodesh, especially the Rosh of the Chodeshim. This today, he's giving us Rosh Chodesh Nissan the ability to begin with hallow, no matter what.
Right.
Still in a war, You know, we don't know what's going on. People are saying this, people are saying that. You know, it's not like the easiest time, you know, for many people. And what do? We say hello, like every other Rosh Chodesh.
Right.
We, that's the hello. That's thanking Hashem for the Shem Harachim, Shem Midas Adin. Either way, with Brok Dynamis, Tov HaMeitiv, this is the Emunah that Rabbi Nachman's helping us build, the Yichud between Hashem Avay and Hashem Hu Elokim. That is a Bechina of Lasid Lavo, when of Me'en on Mahaba, where we live. You know, Orish was used to talk about it, like he does his bodhis and then he lives his life like an Eid. Because once you've cleaned yourself off and you've got to that Musaga, you thank Hashem for everything, so that no matter what, so then that's sort of a Me'en on Mahaba, that kind of mindset and reality and lifestyle of thanking Hashem.
So even though the names praising of Hashem are different, Yod Hei Vav Kei and Elohim, nevertheless they're interchangeable, meaning I guess there's it's used in Tehillim, like we'll see at the beginning of the pasuk, Yod Kei Elohim, and then Yod Kei Vav Kei, like, and so you can see that they're interchangeable, and it's nevertheless you still go ahead and praise.
And it's interesting because I need to listen to the shiur again. I'm actually going to do that after this, but the shiur from the Sunday shiur, you were here with Bornstein, the whole shiur, I saw you saying it. It was all about Hallel. I only came in at the end, so I'm going to have to listen to it.
It's all about Hallel.
But one of the Nakudas was Simcha. Went together with Simcha.
That's right.
So it's good. We're learning on Rabbi Nachman's Yom Yeledet.
That's right.
The Rabbi Nachman and Feyu Nachman's Ben Simcha. We're learning Skusaleinu. The idea of tuning into the right headspace gives us Simcha. And that really Hallel has to be done with Simcha.
Right.
That was part of the Shir from Sunday, which I'm going to go over because I was in the middle of Harissa for most of it. Ayde Masha Motza Hashem Yisbach. Bein v'tuvo, bein ba'ako, ayideh Torah nikras shalom. Kamad da'at amar kol nisi v'seh
shalom.
See, it's also with that called da'cheh deo, I brought that up. It connects into the kol nisi v'seh shalom. It's also a big pasuk by the Baal Shem Tov. These are klalim by chassidim, these pasukim, this way of living, and more to know Hashem, to have shalom, always a path of shalom. Ayideh tzedikim, sh'nikra gamkein bris shalom. That's what they're doing. That's what Pinchas was doing when he did what he did. It's all about the Bris Shalom. Machmas Zeh, Yochel Oev, it's a Shalom, B'chol Machem, Ein Hetiv. I had one of my clients today, said that he's basically handed it over to his daughter, to handle what I'd created for him. And, you know, I gave him a very reasonable price. I wouldn't have given him such a reasonable price if I would have realized it was going to be so short term, it's only a few months. I would have given him, I thought the deal was based on a long term thing.
Right.
My wife reminded me that was what I originally told him. I'd actually forgotten about it. But now the point was, I can go after him or I can make this thing and, you know, maybe I'd bill him a bit more, you know?
Yeah.
You know what I said? Sure. Let's just be good with it. Yeah, he had a good experience. I had a good experience. I help his daughter now continue on with it. And, you know, we're shalom. And hopefully I recommend more people. And that's the breezy shalom, not to make broigers, you know, about a few schmeckles. It's going to happen all the time. We have to come away with love. And I said to him, for me, it'd be much more important to have to continue Vita, like we can learn together in the future. This guy, there's other situations we'll have.
But he says that. So you by you doing that, it's not just like, okay, great. Like, so you're a good guy. You're going to Shalom.
It's just
what you're doing. You're actually able to go ahead and come closer to Hashem.
Oh,
through that.
Yeah.
Being mavato on it,
because who are you samach on now? Because you don't have that income, and you have samach on Hashem.
And you're going to end up at the same time, not only because Hashem, you're going to end up fixing that that inner conflict that we spoke about, the disharmony that happens. And so, like, you're going to just learn to like love people and love the Jewish people, and then I guess he says that ahava is equal to
Chol Yisrael Ben Yisrael Oev. Zeh, to love each one of us.
Echad is 13.
Echad, very much, very good. Yeah. That's the true unification. That's really, remember, the Baal Shem Tov was the Rebbe from all the Rebbes, and his whole Nakuda was Yechidim, bringing everyone to Yechidim, unifications.
Mm-hmm.
So his great-grandson, and also Tzaddik himself, is bringing us to that concept as well, just maybe not as a Dagesh, as focused, but he's giving us tools how to get to the same goal that all the Tzaddikim, all the Rebbes had of Yichud. He says underneath, Ad kan Adam Sar, Navachish Tamid Shalom. We have to all the time seek out Shalom. Shalom ben Koy Suav, Shalom Panimi. This is where it's most important. The inside Shalom. The Midasav, about how we process life and what happens to us. Morosa, Chayav in our life. Shako Echad Mehem, every one of them. Emsa, La Hasagas, Shalom. We have to see the understanding of the Shalom and Tavakes Batur. The Siddiqim. And this is an extra Nakuda. And we have to realize that goes with the Derech. That's Ayyidei Siddiqim. So he didn't say it explicitly like that. He says, through the means of Siddiqim that they're called Bishon. What does that mean? The Torahs of Siddiqim.
Yeah.
Fine, we can go speak to them also if they're around. But for example, now we're learning Rabbi Nachman. So through the Torahs of Siddiqim, it helps us come to Shom because it makes stronger the resolve, the Ratzon and the Midas. The way we view things, we have extra strength now to go in that path of Shalom and all the different things that come up. And so that, and I believe that would be the key to a Chag Sameach, to a really happy Chag, and to Makabal the Oiris, for Pesach, and all the Bizas and Yam, all the Shepherd that's coming. This is the time we're in right now. This is what we're preparing for. So it's a very good Torah for us to prepare. Torahs of Shalom, Kibbut Av Va'Em, Benam L'Chaver, stuff like that. That's the next few weeks. Hinuch Bonim. Bring up children. That's the word. Seeing the good in our children is a big one.
Came up this morning.
Yeah.
In the food halacha.
Yeah.
This with exact piece.
Rabbi Fruit.
The exact piece.
That's amazing.
Yeah, you shall have. So one
of the same passage.
I mean, what am I supposed to?
I want to hear what he said.
He was moved at the fact that it came up. I said, I'm just learning this, and.
This is Rav Chaim Freud.
Yeah.
In his morning shiur, every morning. You go there every morning, no?
Yeah.
7 to 8.
Yeah, so. Baruch Hashem. He was in the States for the last 2 weeks, and he's back, so it's good to have him back. But Baruch Hashem, the idea that you're able to go ahead and connect Hashem through, even like you said, being Mavata to something. So by doing that, you're actually being able to be Mavata, you're actually able to connect to Hashem, right? I have a problem with you, but all of a sudden, I'm able to now all of a sudden give up on it. And because of that, I found this inner point of view, and I realized, you really are a good guy, you really are a coin, you are from Aaron a coin, and you do have some decent points, and you've done a couple of good things, and you teach the Torah. And there's a few good things because of that.
Something.
Because of that, there's something good that you've done out here. Yeah. There's some existence. So therefore, I'm able to go ahead and actually end up connecting to Hashem, and at the same time, make myself more in harmony and have proper balance. And that's the Ahava 14. Echad 14, putting those together.
Beautiful. So that was the Echad is Yud-K, is 13, no? 13. Hava. 2 times 13 is 26. Yeah. Hava is Gematria Echad. It's 13. Aleph Dalit, yes, 13.
Right.
Just making sure it's correct. Okay, so now we went on Torah base in the continuing on the Likutei Maharan. It's Torah Lamed Gimel, but the section base of Torah Lamed Gimel, Tzarech Ladas, Shemale Kol Haaretz Kavodo. You need to know that all the world is filled with His glory. Leisus Opanemin. There's no place that's not filled with Hashem's glory. V'yim Emali Kol Amim, V'sovik Kol Amim. Yeah, and this is deep. You have this song from Zusha?
Yeah.
V'malei Kol Amim, V'sovik Kol Amim. Yeah, it's a good song. I feel a Misha Osik Bamasa Matan Bakum. You're making business with a guy, yeah, which I know Ari has to do a lot, yeah, with these people.
Well, actually, it's a 2 or 3 thing, maybe, meaning because it says
this week I also
this
did.
Piece is coming off of, Yishayahu, who had a said that he had a vision of the Malachim that were saying Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh,
right?
So, why is it Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh? That represents, I don't know, which is what that it's like represents. The angelic, the stellar, and the corporeal world. So what is that? Is that Asiya?
Yeah, the different olamas.
It's three different olamot, I guess.
Wow, Mitzudas David. So he's not going to give that lashon of Kabbalah.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing it Derek Drush, probably. But because Mitzudas David is a parish in term. It's slightly different to learning Satania or something. But yeah, based on the Mitzudas David, there is different olamas that the Malachim are. Of giving the point is that Hashem fills the whole world,
even though surrounds the whole all world. The worlds,
all the worlds,
yeah,
worlds, plural. So now you're doing business, go back down here, Ari, you're doing business with a goy, yeah? Lo yachol is not so loymer. Yashe la'avod es Hashem Yisbarach machmes avias v'gashmish enofel tamid alav. Now the problem is, now we're getting back down to a little bit of Olam Hazeh. The world's very thick, very heavy, very, very, very difficult. You know, I was sitting in Tel Aviv in a conference, and I was talking to Herbert Schmidt, a real German, friendly, nice, non-Jewish guy. And then I'm talking to another guy from England, and we're talking about sport, football teams and bars and everything, you know, cars with Herbert and bars with Adam and this guy, all good stuff. The only thing is, you know, what about Mincha? Yeah, what about Mariv? Mm. What about my Seder Yom? What do I do every day?
It's tough when you go on these conferences.
Yeah. You're busy and busy with them. You've got to make money. You've got to meet with this guy, meet with that guy. And now it's Shkir, but you got to, well, what about Mincha? You know? So real tzaddik would say, excuse me, Mincha, bye.
Yeah.
I went into the car and I put on my Rabbeinu Tam and sat there for a while and did some learning. Some
because you Hashem. Didn't get your Rabbeinu Tam in before
Shabbos? Yeah, So, you know, I had to like say, I'll join you later. No, I didn't miss anything. Everything was fine. Ki kava galu ilanu hachmeinu zecheinu lebocha shebechol devayim gashmim chol lishanas achim because you're able to find in them godliness. That's the real truth.
Yeah. Now,
this is the penimius of Chassidus. Chassidus, the Bashkut came to show there's a yichud everywhere. The goy is also part of Hashem's bria. What is some devil person?
Why, out of curiosity, yeah. And I'm not saying it was right or wrong. I know I would definitely have not done this. But why did you choose not to try to put a minion together?
Well, at the conference.
Good question. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would never do that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not, like, I was
you're really, like, it was really so. Professional, and I was probably half Jewish, half Goyish, and they would not have appreciated it, the people running it. And it didn't even come to the thought. Like, but it was also, we finished before 5. So 5 o'clock, there's still a few hours to done Mincha.
Right.
You know what I mean? Just there was the after meeting, after the conference with the guy. Now he's available, now, you know, he's not busy with the conference, now we want to talk to him. So then drags out.
I was just curious.
No, it's true. Process. Yeah. But thank God there's usually time to find time for davening without drawing other people. Look, Chabadniks, they have that schus they make.
They would have done it.
They share mitzvahs.
They would have gone out there.
Hoodie said to me when he saw my tefillin, said, you brought your tefillin with you to put on other people? I was like, that is the right mindset.
Yeah.
I didn't think that. But that's what he was saying. You know, and I was like, that's a good, yeah, I don't really think that way because I'm not like built like Chabadnik. Soyim and misses and but the kud of the Baal Shem Tov is that there's elikus in everything. So everyone you're talking to, every single experience in life is elikus. Where you suddenly Hashem's not there just because is it like you know I watched this comedy show called Kill Tony. Hashem forgive me, it's not polite, it's not anything good. But over there he's got a good sense of humor, the guy, Tony Hinchcliffe, and he goes we're the day he was talking to a Jew on the he was a Jewish guy came on the show of a yarmulke. So he talked with one of my comedians. He was talking to him, and he was saying to him, he said, you know, we're the devil children. Like, you're the chosen one, and we're the devil. That's how he was joking about the goy. So we're the goy, but because they sometimes feel like that around us. Obviously, that's not our point. Our message to them is they also have elikus, yeah? They're not devil children. They're also Hashem created them, B'Selem Elokim, yeah? Ki b'lo elikuto ein lahem shum chiyas v'kiyam klau k'moshakosiv. Yeah, it's kulam because Hashem is machai everything. We have this pasuk we say every day in Pesukei Dezimra. That's one of the main kavanas we should have when we give tzedakah for panasa. Machai is hevata machai is kulam. Hashem is give chias to everything. Lavad shechayas elikus hazeh sham b'simsim godol b'mir. Okay, so the elikus is very in a state of simsim, and it's in a great simsim, and it's small. Rakadei chiyunu lachiyunu v'lo yoseh. Just enough to keep this reality alive. Because we know that Kosh Baruch Hu is Mesimsim in many kinds of different ways, constricts his light. From the thirst for, which is a very Shoreshi root part of the Vekas Hashem, all the way down to this physical world. Shisham Medor Klipa, and that's where the Klipas are hanging out. So fine, it's got loads and loads of clothing, but it's still what?
Right.
Elikus is still there.
Right.
And that's a very important thing. If we want to live in this world with munah
and betachon. Right, it comes with a lot of different levushim.
Yeah.
And becomes further concealed.
Yeah. What's the clothings? Coverings.
But yet the klipot are still there.
But nevertheless, the halakus is there also. And that's a yid. We're always finding the halakus everywhere. You agree, Ari?
Agree.
Amazing. And that will bring shalom and simcha and all the good stuff.